Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Now, today, I'm giving the woman in the tube from Amazon the day off because somebody told me about a podcast, and they said it's called The Pitch Whisperer. And I'm like, I like the name of that. I'm always working on better ways to market my podcast. Let's give this one a spin. Well, it turns out it's actually not called The Pitch Whisperer. It's some guy named John Livesey, who's known as The Pitch Whisperer. And the name of his show is called The Successful Pitch with John Livesey. So before I do more of that, I need to remind you about one little thing.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
So in iTunes, it says The Successful Pitch with John Livesey. I'm assuming that. Then the author's name is The Successful Pitch, conversations with angel investors, venture capitalists, funding experts such as Judy Robinette, Danny Cohen, and Jim Beach. That's the author. The description is The Successful Pitch interviews successful startups who share their secrets in raising funds, as well as investors who share their criteria so that you become an insider into the world of getting funded. Join our host, author, and funding strategist John Livesey as he provides insights onto how to make your pitch compelling, easy to understand, and inspiring. You'll learn the five C's needed to get funded: fast, confidence, connection, commitment, collaboration, and checklist. You can download the free PDF. See, I haven't even heard it yet, and you're already selling to me. The free PDF, three mistakes to avoid when pitching, at sellingsecretsoffunding.com. So I'm already getting the pitch, speaking of bad pitches, before we even hear anything. So I'm kind of bummed. I get the feeling this is not going to be my cup of tea. We're going to listen to Friction Passion Brands in the Age of Disruption. This is episode number 144, and it goes a little something like this.
At the heart of every great brand is trust. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching this and being like, dude, you got something more for me? Because that sounds a little thin and pedantic. I could use a little bit
pedantic.
More depth. And then what I realized over the coming days, weeks, months, and years that I've thought about
not
it,
great like, audio
that's what
quality.
Makes him so smart, mm-hmm. is he doesn't cloud everything with a bunch of silly thoughts. He gets right to the heart of the matter. Trust. At the heart of every great brand is trust. And when you create content that inspires, educates, removes friction, it shows empathy, and it creates trust.
Welcome to the Successful Pitch Podcast. If you want to go from invisible to investable when you pitch, John Livesey will teach you the steps to intrigue people enough to say, "That's interesting. Tell me more." John will help you learn how to pitch in a clear, concise, compelling way using the skills he developed during his 15-year award-winning career at Condé Nast. When you know how to tug at people's heartstrings, they open their purse strings. Inc. Magazine calls your host, John Livesey, the Pitch Whisperer. Your journey to having a successful pitch starts now.
Today's guest on The Successful Pitch is Jeff Rosenblum, the author of Friction, Passion Brands in an Age of Disruption. Jeff has such great insights as to what it is to help a brand get through all the static electricity that's out there. He said brands need tools that don't create scars. And he's got a great story around Patagonia that brings that to life. His whole point is that advertising should be emotional, not transactional. And that sometimes we ask advertising to do too much. There's so many things that need to happen to get a new customer and to keep them. And he said, at the heart of every great brand is trust. You're going to really enjoy hearing the insights from Jeff's book, Friction. The interview begins in 45 seconds, right after this information on how hosting a podcast can grow your business.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Hello. Is anyone home? Oops.
Hi, and welcome to The Successful Pitch. Today, I'm really excited and thrilled to have Jeff Rosenblum, the author of Friction, Passion Brands in the Age of Disruption, as our guest today. He has so many things that I want to talk to him about. Jeff is a documentary filmmaker, an industry disruptor in the advertising world, and the founder of a marketing agency called Questis, which has counseled influential brands like, oh, I don't know, American Express, Apple, Disney, Marriott, the NFL. It goes on and on. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Man, I am right on the fence with this one because I'm sitting here asking myself, when I listen to the rest of this, he did a good job. I'm not sure if you're going to do the thing at the beginning where it's a clip from the interview. I don't know. Is it just me or like when those are like a minute and a half long, I like them. And again, this is just I like it when it's like something that pulls me in that I like. I want to hear more. I don't need to hear a whole answer. But the other thing is your audio sounds like somebody is removing hiss out of it and they're being a little too aggressive. Now, again, I am listening through podcaster ears, but it's a little muffled. And all I can say is there's this little kind of underwater effect that happens when you do that. Not to the point of being unlistenable, but not great. Obviously, you have something going on with, you had a channel muted or something with your 45 seconds of ad that didn't show up. The other one that is a little, for me, just personally, when you say, when you learn to pull on somebody's heartstrings, you get them to pull on their purse strings. That sounds like you should be going $1 million, like pointing at your lip. Right? Just to me, that sounded kind of douchey. Like if you just learn how to do this, which I understand that's how you get, but I don't know. Anybody else think that sounded a little diabolical? To where I was like, ooh. And then he's talking about trust. And I'm like, wait a minute. This dude's just going to say stuff to pull at my heartstrings so I can give him money. So it's like, I don't know if... You know, I don't know. That was just kind of a weird, that phrase was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to be around somebody who is all about manipulation, apparently. I don't know, which I'm sure they're going to say that's what advertising is. But to me, I'm kind of like, when I listen to the rest of this app, I might go back and see if there are other ones. I'm also always kind of interested when people go, I am the expert. You know, I'm the man and I've been, you know, my 50 years in the business. And so that's why today we're talking to somebody else. I'm like, well, wait, you're the pitch whisperer. Why are we talking with this dude in his book? I don't get that for me personally, but okay. So, you know, that was okay. His website is okay, you know, but as a first impression, boy, right on the fence for me. I will probably go back because I like marketing shows as long as you don't try to sell me too hard. Although I know you are because, well, you're in sales and that's what you do. Speaking of sales, could not understand why nobody was ordering a review. And thanks to Troy Heinrichs from the Blacklist Exposed podcast that said, hey, Dave, are you aware that your Fiverr has been paused? Well, I paused it when I went to Seattle like forever ago. And I could have sworn it was set to automatically unpause, but apparently it did not. So if you would like to get my first impression on your show, as well as get a little exposure, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button. And if you're also a regular listener to the show and you go, hey, Dave, what happened to you last week? I switched to a different media host that was a nightmare. I will be doing an episode of this on the School of Podcasting. They're called Podmeo. I do not recommend them. They don't know what they're doing in some cases. And to their credit, they got a lot of free consulting from me because I kept finding all their bugs, which to their credit, they've also fixed. But, you know, no. Talk about not a great first impression. So I have moved back to my old host for now. Don't plan on moving. But thanks to all the regular listeners who said, hey, Dave, where'd you go? So my apologies for that. I am back in the saddle and ready to listen to your podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.